just before 11 a.m. on Monday.
Oh, that's not too bad, but we would have felt a lot more special if it had been like 2:30 in the morning and if you'd gotten up just to do this. But it's 11 a.m. You've probably been up for a while.
Yeah, I didn't want to be, but I got up early. So, in the UK, it's probably about midnight, I think, in the UK. But apart from that, I think it'd be alright. I know I've done some things at 2 a.m. in the morning, which have kind of hurt.
Scott, you might want to turn up your mic a little bit. I could barely hear you on my side.
I tried to do it, but unfortunately, it didn't work on my end.
Yeah, okay, I'll turn it up.
Because
yeah.
I could hear John very well.
Okay, is that any better, or is that too loud now?
Sounds perfect to me now. Now I can hear you more like it.
So it's not too loud?
Oh, it's quite nice, actually, now. Scott and John, what do you guys think of the new website?
I've looked at it briefly, and I like it. It's a lot. It's just more intuitive, and things seem to be a little more organized, and I like it. I remember reading in the press release, they talked about you could check your SMAs from there, and I didn't find that part, but I just looked at it pretty quickly, so I could have missed it, but what I've seen so far, I like a lot. It's just quicker and easier to use.
Yeah, you actually have to log into your account in order to check your SMAs. So you go to mysendero.com and then log in with your serial number and password. If excuse me, you don't have an email address on file, it will prompt you for one. And the reason for that is it allows you to send yourself an email if you forget your password.
Oh, that's good. Pretty sure I do, but I'll go in there and take a look at it. I know what I should have in the way of SMAs left, but I want to get a chance here. I'll go take a look at it and do that.
Yeah, I have to agree. I really like the new website. I had a little look at it last couple of days, and I thought the reason that SMAs didn't show up was because I didn't have any, because I actually don't have any. So I figured, well, since I don't have any, it wouldn't show up.
Yeah, the SMAs are a new feature, as well as moving forward, we are going to allow you to download your product from the website, which means that the next upgrade, when it comes out, it'll just be there in your account, and you can download it.
Yeah, that's a lot better, I think, than getting an email and getting, I've been lucky, nothing's been blocked, but I know, people have said that their attachments have been blocked and things like that, so that's really good.
Yeah, certain ISPs or certain firewalls block zip attachments and rename EXE attachments, and it really was a mess.
Well, and plus having to send emails out to a lot of people, I'm sure that'll take a lot of stress and work off of the people who had to do that, so they can do other things now. And it's not a big deal just to go up to the page and get the product. I mean, so not a problem at all. I'll do that right away.
That's actually a better move, what Sendero did. It's kind of like Humanware, too, when they send out new software. Just any company in general. It's better if we guys did it that way instead of sending thousands and thousands of emails and then having disgruntled customers write back and say, I never received my upgrade, and I was entitled to the upgrade, so now you guys can say, well, log on to mysendero.com and go from there.
Well, and I would hope also that most people, when they download that stuff, save it rather than just run it, because then you've always got it. In case something goes wrong, you can go back and just pick it up from your own download folder rather than having to go back up to the web page. Although if you have to do that, that's okay too, I guess.
Well, you really can't run those because they're EXE files, so at least in this case, you are really going to save it because you won't be able to actually run it.
Yeah, no, they'll run, but they'll just bring up a Win32 error. They won't run on anything but the Braille notes, so that's a good thing.
Well, unless you're downloading it from Braille note, then yeah, it would run, but otherwise, Chris does have a point.
Well, you can only download from the Braille note, which means that there is no open on the Braille note. You just save it.
Has anyone tried the new website with KeyWeb? I haven't yet. I've been meaning to, but I just wondered how it comes up in there with all the, mouse over links and things like that.
I haven't. Most of the time I'm in front of my computer at home, so I haven't even set up my KeyWeb yet on my note taker, but I intend to do that one of these years.
Yeah, I'm the same way as John. I don't mess much with the Braille note. The only thing I basically use it is for class and for the GPS. I only use it to record my lectures.
Yeah, and I hardly ever use it. I just thought, there will be people, who I'm sure who do use it as the web browser, and I thought it'd be good to know if the site worked on it.
Well, I did get an email from a consumer today who was able to install the patch, and I know that she only uses the Braille Note, so it works.
And I haven't even installed the patch because unless I'm misremembering what Charles said last week, it pretty much has to do with metric stuff, and there's nothing really in there that would be a benefit unless you're having problems with that form of measurement. So I haven't even done anything about it yet. And if I'm wrong, then I will go download it. But I didn't think there was any major stuff in there for the rest of us, so I haven't done anything about that.
Yeah, the difference between 4.2, 4.02 and 4.03 is the metric fix, and that's actually the only difference.
Yeah, he said unless you're using metric, you wouldn't need to download from 4.02 to 03. Chris, if you want to go into the, since you're in log in as a moderator, go to open your menu, left arrow tab over to administrator, go down arrow, and you can enter on duplex. And you don't have to hold the key down, and all of us would have to use the code the key to talk, but you wouldn't have to do
How's
that.
entered? Has entered the room?
You wouldn't have to do that at all.
Old habits die hard.
How smart you are, Jerry. I hope this does it for Chris.
So, Jerry, what do you think of the new website?
I haven't really explored it yet, so if you're going to give me a test on it, I guess I'm going to flunk.
Yep, we're going to give you a test right now.
All right, put an F on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Do I type in www.mysendero.com?
Yes, and senderogroup.com has the same look and feel to it, but the My Sendero, if you go into your account, you can check your SMA status and change your password and things like that.
Oh, change the password too. Cool.
Yeah, and if there's no email address associated with your account, you are prompted for one, and that allows you to send yourself your password if you forget it.
That works. I actually checked to see if I have an email set up, and yes, I believe I do have one.
John, I see you're on the InVision ID. I'm the barcode reader list now.
Yeah, I got it about 10 days ago. In fact, I just got the update software and installed it. So, just basically learning how to use it and enjoying it so far. It's worked pretty well. I haven't fooled around with the extra barcodes that came with it yet. I don't know if those are adhesive or just what they are. I haven't even opened them up yet, but I like what I've done with it so far.
It's very useful. I use it when I'm cooking and stuff like that. And if you need any help with it, I pretty much know how to use it and load and up, download and upload.
Thanks. Yeah. Downloading was not a problem. That was quick and easy. Didn't have any trouble with that at all. So it's just a matter of getting used to the things, and not everything is. A lot of times I get not found. So it's one of those things where some stuff is in the database and some stuff isn't, and so that's the way it goes.
Create a folder on your computer and save that whole file, and then go in there one day and so you have a backup, and then you can go into Notepad and change the voice setting, get it robotic or stuff like that, or a different sound if you want to change it. And I think you can speed it up and slow it down.
Hey, I just on a different note, I just found out that I could actually change my talk key, which is kind of cool. Not because I tend to multitask a lot while I listen to you guys, and I don't use the shift key as much as the control, so it's pretty cool.
I think if you're using the right shift key in Windows and you hold it down for X amount of time, it turns on one of those accessibility functions by default.
Yeah, you'll get the sticky keys, which is why, in a way, I think the control key is good. Even though you use the control key a lot, I guess, to shut speech up. Yeah, it's a lot better to use the control key, I think.
Actually, I use the left control and leave the right one, alone.
Yeah, exactly. The left one just seems more natural. I'm not sure why. It just, yeah.
I actually have sticky keys disabled.
So, Peggy, what do you think of the website? She likes it so much she's speechless.
Yeah, he can't even hear her.
Peggy, if you hold down your right control key, if you have a microphone, you can talk. Otherwise, tap the letter F, hit the F8 key, type in question you have or what you want to say or the tech problem if you're having any, and just type something in there. And after you hit F8, you hear edit, then enter, and then F9, they'll put it into a read edit field that we can see.
The Sendero chat room is not closed captioned.
We're a bunch of friendly group of people that's trying to help. Maybe she's shy.
No, I think she's having some problems technically because she was here earlier and then went out of the room. So for whatever reason, her microphone must not be working. It's worked before because she's talked before in here. So there's something technically going on that's causing her a problem.
Yep, that happens to be the case sometimes. But overall, I think Sendero did a great job of revamping that whole page. It's easier to use. Navigation is just by far better. And you go to the support section, there's like support for the GPS, support for this, support for that, you know. So that's actually better than what it used to be.
And there's even an FAQ.
You know, I remember the FAQ. Jarvis gave us a preview for those of us who were in the chat room at that one particular instance that he gave us a preview.
You know, that's the first thing I do pretty much when I begin to use a new product. That's the first thing I did when I got the ID Mate. I looked for an FAQ, and there wasn't much there. They got to do a better job of putting an FAQ list together. There's just a couple of questions. But Sendero's got a good one, and most products now do. And it, by and large, it answers most of the questions.
Yeah, one of the features that really isn't documented too much is the ability to customize or change your sounds. And that's actually in the FAQ now, step by step.
I think I'll leave my sound to default. Who doesn't like hearing Charles' voice telling you, arrive near destination?
Me.
I don't know. I think I'd kind of like to hear somebody say, turn around, idiot. You walk too far.
Actually, you say that. I have sounds that a friend of mine recorded, and for the turnaround sound, she says, turn around, dummy. And it's very comical. Or another sound, it says, you're going the wrong way. And it's so, like you're an idiot, just the way that she said it.
Does that show up on the Braille display too, or is that just audibly in the speech?
Just audibly in the speech, because it's just a WAV file.
We'll have to build up a collection of alternative sounds. I think that'd be a nice project.
Well, there's so many great drop-ins out there from famous people saying things. You could probably find whatever you want to, and if you've got a sound editor, you can just pull things out and place it wherever you want to. It would take a lot of work, but it might be a lot of fun to do.
And it's funny because when you're out and about with a bunch of people and they all have, like when we were at WayFun, I was using these sounds and it made people literally stop because it wasn't your familiar arrive near destination, or it wasn't your familiar double beep for the turn now sound. It was something totally different. And it literally made people stop.
Anytime you do the unexpected, it makes people stop and listen. Arriving at the destination, it might be kind of fun to get Bugs Bunny to say, that's all, folks, put something in there like that. And if you've got your Empower volume turned up, just walking along and some unsuspecting sighted person who doesn't know what's going on hears that coming out of there and he wonders what's going on, it's a good way to break the ice, or you get people interested in what you're doing. So yeah, you can have a lot of fun at the same time.
You just gave me a clever idea. I'm going to have to find that sound. They always see me walk with the GPS around when I'm trying to do my unsuccessful manual routes. So we'll have to try that and see what happens.
There was a time when I had C-3PO saying, you're saved.
Good, you could throw all kinds of interesting bits in there from Star Wars. It'd be great.
Yeah, I had a lightsaber for the background swish, but that got annoying real fast.
I guess, you know, you could even change them seasonally. You know, Christmas is coming. You could find some interesting stuff like that.
Sure you could. On the FAQ, it talks about the different file names. They have to be a specific name in order to trigger, and like arrive near destination is obvious. It's arrive near destination dot WAV, but things like route turn now, that's the double beep that you get, and the route turn around is the other beep that you get when you're going the wrong direction.
I don't get the one when I go the wrong direction. I just get the Brownlee actually saying, you know, off route, do you wish to recalculate?
Actually, it happens when you're in the beginning of the route and you're going the wrong way. But you can definitely have fun with those sounds.
Yep. So, Chris, when do we expect hopefully a newer and better and useful release coming up?
Oh, that was 4.03. That was a couple days ago.
Well, remember, 4.0 took 15 months, and most of the time, you know, you're lucky to get a full release out at least, you know, once a year for most companies. So, and you know, when you got just a few people working for in development, in one in this case, basically, it's going to take a while to bring out a new release. So I wouldn't look for it anytime soon. But when it gets here, you know, we'll get here. What I'm looking forward to is the new keysync, because I haven't upgraded to 7.5 yet, because I want to be able to continue to keep everything synced up properly. So I'm still using 7.2, and once the new keysync comes out, then I'll upgrade to 7.5.
Depending, like, I think it's been 16 to 18 months since they did the update to the 4.0, so that's been quite a long time. So, and I'm assuming that this time they will wait that long too, because I have a feeling that down the road, the Nick, you know, like if they if. I have a feeling that down the road, that HumanWare Stendero product going to come up with the seasick, and y'all got to work with them with the seasick and all that. Some major changes.
Yeah, nobody knows at this point.
Wow, sounds like the chat room's kind of dead.
Well, when it's pretty much the same people here every week. You know, we've all been in here several weeks in a row and talked a lot about things, but we haven't gotten any new people in here who tend to ask either questions we haven't thought of or are asking questions that we've already asked, but they still need answers. So, you know, that's unfortunately the way it's going to be until we get some newer people in here.
I don't mind coming in here because you meet new people, you meet somebody. If we're not talking GPS, we can share information on anything else. Or, and when somebody come in and want to know about the GPS, if, got Chris here. Maybe if they're not here, one of us are in here. They may have a question, and maybe we may be able to help them, and so steer them the right direction. So, yeah, it's good to, you know, even if you get the same old, same old, same old every week, but I don't think that should stop from not coming in.
One thing I was doing when I was on the bus last week, with the GPS, I was going from a small town in New York, back to Buffalo, and we passed through Rochester, and that was one of the bus stations. So I found the bus station in Rochester and set that as my virtual position. And then I set the bus station in Buffalo as the destination, which is good. And the reason I did that is because technically then I could keep tabs on two locations by getting the distance to the virtual position, which was the Rochester bus station, and then going from the Rochester bus station, I could, or wherever I was, I can hit D and it would give me the distance to the Buffalo, bus station.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I've been experimenting a bit with like bus stops and things. No bus stops in Australia are marked on the maps, and we use different maps. We're using Navtech maps as opposed to the maps you guys are using, so they're not as detailed. I think the entire map is 500 meg or something for the entire country, so there's not a lot of information.
The nice thing, though, is when you go to the bus station, you can always mark it as a user POI, and then you have it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I've been doing, marking them, and yeah, just marking them as points of interest, which is cool.
I have not done the virtual position to destination, and I felt that the last time I've done that, I got lost. So I don't know what my deal is. Maybe when I was using 3.51, that was a different story. So I haven't tried it with the 4.0.
Well, it's only going to give you the distance to the virtual position line of sight. It's not going to create a route to that virtual position and then create somewhere else. It doesn't do that. It'll only give you the distance line of sight.
Yeah, I'm heading off to Florida, over to the U.S. at the end next month. So I'm gonna get the U.S. maps and do a bit of exploring.
That sounds like fun.
Oh yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. We're heading over there to have a bit of a holiday. So I'm gonna. It's good that you get the entire U.S. for $99. So I'll grab that and explore L.A. and Florida while I'm there. I want to go back to New York, though. I went to New York about 2 years ago, and I wish I'd had GPS back then.
Yeah, when you're down in New York City with the GPS, the points of interest are just unreal.
Well, yeah, they would be. I mean, even traveling New York without the GPS, you still feel kind of pretty safe. You know, like I was traveling in the subway at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. You know, going to gigs and things like that. But it was, you know, it was amazing.
Who's graphic 293?
Oh, that's Jaws for you.
No, there's a blank in the moderator area. It's a blank line. There's nothing. I don't know who that is, but somebody signed in as a moderator besides Chris, and then Chris is recording.
There's three people. One came in.
It's definitely not me.
And graphic 937. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yep. I can read it. It said moderator 3, so somebody in there is sitting on the moderator's seat, and it says graphic 293.
Same message I got as Jerry.
Okay, I've got 200. I've got 937.
It showed that we have 7 people in here.
Looks like we're probably getting hacked into.
I think it's the invisible man.
On the site, the site owner have the tools to do that. It could be George By or somebody coming in. Whoever it is, hello, welcome. Now it's show 2 moderator. So there are certain people that have the control to come in the room and listen in. So, without giving their name.
I got the same thing as you did.
Yep, the mystery person's gone.
Well, whoever it was just in look-around mode, so.
Yeah, they can come in. They can come in without coming in the way we come in. They can come in the back door.
And Peggy's been in and out again, so she must be having microphone problems. So, I don't know whether if that's anything that anybody can help with, whether on the email list or not, but she's come in 3 or 4 times today, so something's not right, technically.
Okay. You should see if she's her microphone is on check or uncheck. The second one is if she's using a headset with a USB, or if she's using just a USB mic, she can go into her control panel, sound and audio devices, and then control, if you're a draw user, control tab to audio, tab over to recording, and there's a combo box, and her microphone may not be, like, let's say she used on a Plantronic microphone, she may have to down arrow on that and enter on that for it to check. It may be not checked to that, too. And there could be many more other reasons, too.
It's very quiet on all the chat things today. I mean, MSN's dead. This is going, but I mean, you know, there aren't as many people as I kind of imagined. I thought there'd actually be quite a few more. I thought there'd be about, you know, 10 maybe. But I guess it varies, you know, in terms of timing and stuff like that.
It does from week to week. And it depends on, you know, if something brand. When 4.0 came out, I mean, it was 6, 8, 10 people for quite a while. And it's usually now 5 or 6 of us every week, and it varies. So it just depends on what other people are doing throughout the day.
And the topic we're discussing as well.
Chris, maybe you should take a shower before you come in here.
Yeah, that might help.
Change your aftershave.
I'll keep away from the Limburger cheese next time.
I guess we'll have to see if Peggy can actually get through, so we'll have to wait for a while.
She just entered, and I was reading her emails on the list regarding her issues with the client. Do you have them fixed, Peggy?
Well, I guess I do. Nothing that a restart didn't cure, so yay, I'm back in business.
Yep, you're here.
It is amazing how many problems rebooting a computer will fix. I mean, I've had problems too where stuff wasn't reading right. You reboot it, and magically everything is set back up properly. So, well, you know, it's only for like 4:35 Southern California time, so you're here for most of it.
Very true. And in answer to the question on how I like the new Sendero page, I love it. I was exploring it last night and catching up on the travel blogs, and it was just great. And I installed the 4.03 patch, whatever it is. Not that I use the metric system, but I figured might as well keep up to date, and everything's working just fine.
You might want to tear up your mic a little, Peggy, but that's cool. I'm glad we all agree on the fact that the user-friendly website's actually better than it was before.
You may also want to do an Alt-M for Mary, Peggy, and then up arrow and bring up your mic gain. And then hit F8, take you back to the edit field. For a reason, I know a little about these rooms. I have three of these rooms that I use.
Well, when I did the Alt-M, it said my mic was up 100 of 100, so maybe I'm just not close enough to it or something.
Okay, when you're talking, Chris, you're better now anyway. Chris, when somebody's talking, if they're too loud or too high, if they're too low or too high, hold down your Alt key, and up arrow and down arrow will decrease and increase that particular person.
Thank you, Jerry.
Could also be a little bit of mic placement, and it also depends on your headset mic. With me, I try and have it right above the bridge of my nose, and that tends to bring it in pretty good. Where if you talk directly into it sometimes, you're going to get a lot of extraneous sounds that you don't necessarily need.
Actually, this isn't a headset mic. It's just a handheld little thing.
Okay. Yeah, and it depends what mic you're using. Some work really good. What's your sound card? Yeah, how good your sound card working. I have one laptop one time. I had to keep it down to like 3 or 4%.
Speaking of mics, what do you guys use who do your podcasts when you're, you know, for the blogs, the travel blogs? Do you use a mic on the Empower, or do you have another tape recorder that you carry with you, or do you use the Empower without a mic, or just curious how you record the blogs?
Yeah, that really depends on the user. I know when we were at WayFun doing our audio recordings, some people were using the internal, the Braille Notes internal mics, and some people were using other like recording devices. I know when I did mic cuts, I was using the Icon with a pair of binaural microphones, so it came out in stereo, but it really depends on what each individual person is using at the time.
Do they make external mics for PK?
No, it doesn't have an external mic jack, I don't think. Well, not that I've found, anyway.
No, it doesn't have an external mic jack.
I have to say the internal mic's pretty good, though.
I was actually amazed because I use it for lecture, and it tries to cancel out the background noise and focuses on whoever's talking.
I pretty much use the internal mic on my Empower, but I was considering getting some kind of an external mic. Just haven't quite decided what to get yet. Does anyone have any particular types that they like?
Remember, the M-Power is only mono, so it's a bit of a waste getting a stereo mic unless you're going to get a different device.
I don't really like the M-Power internal mic that much. I played around with an external mic, and it was pretty good. But and I'll use the M-Power if I don't have another recording device with me. But I like the Olympus, the DS50, a lot in terms of clear recording, so I tend to use that most of the time.
Yeah, I've got the PTR2. I don't use it all the time because it's pretty big, but in terms of good stereo recording, you certainly get good quality out of it.
I was considering getting an Olympus DS50. I'm still toying with the idea, but then that's just one more gadget to carry around, so I'm not really sure yet. Are they pretty small?
Yeah, they're very small. You can stick them in a pocket very easily, so for the small size they are, they really do a nice job.
I don't think they're much bigger than the Holix receiver, actually.
You're right, a little bit bigger. You can fit them into a shirt pocket very easily. I know a guy who had his in his pocket at the grocery store, and next thing he knew, when he got back to the house, it wasn't there anymore, so it must have fallen out onto the counter, and he lost it, had to go get himself another one, because he was using it extensively for school. So there's a couple of $250 down the drain without blinking. So yeah, you got to be careful, they're so small, but they really do nice work.
Yeah, there's 600 in this country. That's the cheapest you can get them. That's if you look. Most places here they're 800.
Shoot, if they're that small, I just might have to consider that. And then I guess that you can connect them to the computer with a USB port and things like that. So I'm just might have to look into that.
I tend to like recording devices that you can either put cards in or something like that. Then you can record quite a lot of information. I mean, the Olympus, it's good, but I think you can only record up to like 1 gig of total storage, and then you have to back it off and remove stuff from it.
Oh yeah, that could be a problem. But I guess it talks you through the recording and the files and the menus and stuff, which sounds like it would be good with, I guess, a lot of digital recorders just kind of beep and you don't necessarily know where you are or what it's doing, although I guess you could memorize it.
I just shut off the speech on my PK when I record. So has anybody tried using GPS on their cell phones? I'm getting a new cell phone and it's got GPS capabilities.
Yeah, I've got the N95. It's, to be honest, the GPS is pretty bad.
I think mine will do it also, but it's the Verizon LG 8300, so even if it could do it, it's not accessible to me, so I haven't bothered to fool with it. Heck, I wish, you know, I can't even hook my cell phone up to my M-Power because it's a Verizon rather than the Nokias or one of those other ones that work with the M-Power, so I can't even hook the M-Power up to my cell phone until they change things.
Yeah, because I'm switching, well, I just got with T-Mobile and I'm going to install mobile speak on a Nokia phone, and the Nokia phone that I'm getting, particularly the 6260, has the GPS capability.
I didn't think that phone had GPS.
Hey, by the way, Charles was asking how we all like the page, and now that he's here, I think we should all tell him that we absolutely hate it. Don't you guys think so?
Definitely.
I second that motion, Charles. That's a bad job.
Well, I think he's smart enough that he would just go back in the archives and hear how we really do love the page. It's wonderful. Excellent job.